Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Jason in Montgomery, Alabama. Jason, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom. That's a great point. It unfortunately came toward the end of the program, but that's my point. I'm 35. I'm a biracial man, and that seems to be the thing that is missing in the conversation, to the extent that if you're in an interracial relationship, at any time you can, for whatever reason, decide that you don't want to be in it no more. But as a biracial person,
yeah,
I can never not be biracial. Like, that's who I am.
You are that.
So, mm-hmm. Right, I am that. So when we're in the discussion talking about the validity of those relationships or the integrity of those relationships, interracial relationships, you can't get around talking about the products of those relationships. And so to delegitimize the relationship is to delegitimize the product, which is, in this case, me.
Yeah. Growing up, you're 35, Jason. Yeah. Did you see your family, your mixed-race parents, parents of different races, depicted in the popular culture? Did you have anything to hang on to there?
Well, so my story is a little bit more complicated than that. I was adopted when I was 3
okay.
by a black couple who are wonderful. And I never knew my birth parents, except I met my birth mother later in life.
Got it.
I still am not sure who my father is, but, biological father, my
yes,
father, of course.
Certainly.
First, the man that raised me.
Understood.
But my thing growing up was I grew up in a time where race was really, there was only two choices. You're either black or white.
Yeah.
And maybe Indian or Eskimo. And so I was tickled when I began to see mark all that apply. That was like the most wonderful thing to me, because maybe I was the only one that got a kick out of it, but then I could actually check two boxes. And so that was, that was amazing to me.
Yeah.
So
out of the box at last.
Right, exactly. And so now being older, I'm secure in who I am, so there's no problem. But when you have that discussion, you can't minimize the relationship and then look biracial kids in the face and say, well, you're important too. And it's like, no, you just said that my parents should have never had me, basically. So
yes.
I think that part needs to be, as your guest mentioned, that needs to be a part of the
right in the middle of this, Jason, and you put it there, so does Katie, and I'm glad for that. I mean, this gets lived, and then it gets lived again if there are kids involved. Lena, what are you thinking as you listen here?
Yeah, so one of the things that we've really discovered on this journey was that not only is it important for biracial children or people to see themselves represented, it's important for others to see biracial people on screen or represented, because that helps, and I hate this word, but helps to normalize that experience.